Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. And we're going to get straight to the show. We've got Daniel Turner on with us here in just a few minutes, and we've got lots to cover. For such a time as this, most gracious Heavenly Father, we lift your name on high. We know you are the creator of all things, and we know you have put us in place to be good stewards and recipients of your gifts. You provide the resources we need to survive, and you bless us daily with your love and your watch care over us. We thank you, O Father, for all the things, great and small. We ask that you make us the shepherds that you would have us to be, to help watch over your own and our families and our loved ones, to care for our communities and our state and our nation. Right now, this nation is a family of dysfunction, Lord. Help us to encourage and to heal the suffering and the ignorance and the greed. We thank you for watching over President Donald Trump and keeping him safe from harm, and your watch care over Vice President Pence. We are thankful for your protection over them and their families. Bless the First Lady Melania and the Second Lady Karen. We are thankful for them. Use CSC Talk Radio for your glory. May I always bring truth and understanding and hope to all who hear. Thank you, O God, for Daniel Turner and his vision of this nation's future. May he truly power the future. Watch over him as he travels. Be with those he helps and with those he seeks for help. Together, may we be a people that follows common sense and truth. We thank you for the humor we are able to find. Let us turn it into hope and encouragement for all. I am thankful that you have placed me here for such a time as this. Amen. We are thankful for Daniel, and we welcome him back today as we delve into the absurdities and try to find the truths and the actions that are needed to be taken. Daniel, welcome back to CSC Talk Radio. It's good to have you.
Thank you, and I'm sorry I haven't been with you in so long, but it's always great to be back with you and your wonderful audience.
Well, that's perfectly okay. I know that you travel a great deal, and that is what you're doing, and you're doing a good work, so we have no problem with that. We usually can find something to talk about, you know, and if we don't, you know, if we get it all fixed, we'll just have a recipe show. How's that? We'll go back to, I don't know if you know what kitchen clatter is, but we'll go back to kitchen clatter days.
You know what, if we were in charge, Beth Ann, we would get it fixed very, very quickly, but unfortunately, we're not in charge.
No, we're not. But there's a lot going on, and I'm just going to let you kind of talk about the topic of the day, you know, this week, what happened over the weekend, and I'm going to just kind of turn it over to you.
Well, you mentioned the absurdity, and you mentioned humor, and hopefully using humor to learn some facts and some truths, and so I do talk about this with a sense of humor and a sense of absurdity. But there is a serious lying undercurrent, and you know, your listeners may remember I work in the energy space, and I talk a lot about the Green New Deal and climate protesters. And if there are any college football fans, they may have seen over the weekend a bunch of climate change protesters tried to stop the Harvard-Yale game. Now, if there are some college football fans, they probably weren't watching Harvard-Yale. There are some better teams out there to watch, but it did make all the news, and it was a big deal because there's so much to talk about. But my first overall thought is this is the left in a nutshell. You're never allowed to have any respite from politics, right? They want to bring it into your schools. They want to bring it into your church. They want to bring it into just every aspect of life. You can't watch an awards show anymore without some tirade, right? And you would think, boy, oh boy, can't we just sit down on a Saturday, a beautiful sunny Saturday, and watch mediocre Ivy League football? But no, the left will not ever leave you alone. They will not leave you in peace. And that's why we have to fight them, right? They are a tenacious group. I got a little puppy I've been dealing with the last couple of weeks, and he's a little tenacious guy, and you gotta train him, right? And that's the left. They never, never stop.
Speaking of humor.
Yeah.
Speaking of humor, I get the Babylon Bee. Well, actually, my one son sends them to me. And he sent me this one this morning, which I'm certain you've seen it. It says, progressives try new strategy to win the hearts of Americans by interrupting college football.
Exactly.
I thought, oh my goodness, that is so funny. That's exactly. A way to win them over.
And I think they have to do this because they realize in the heartland, in let's call it quote unquote regular America, they are losing this ideological battle, right? And so they have to take more absurd tactics. And I wrote an op-ed that ran last night on Fox. I don't know if it's still on their page, but if not, you can see it at powerofthefuture.com. And right, we've seen protesters crazy glue themselves now as a common tactic to the Capitol building. They crazy glue themselves to subways and buses so they can't move. We see them just take more and more outlandish die-ins where they block traffic so regular folks just can't get to work on a given Tuesday morning because climate change protesters decided they don't want you to drive down the street because they have a cause or a belief, et cetera. And I do think their outlandish tactics will backfire. People don't like to be interrupted in their private lives, especially when they're just trying to go to work. Or watch a football game.
And that's what somebody had said last week, I believe it was. They're not going to take the subway anymore. So it's going to defeat their purpose because they're going to start driving separately. You know, so it's defeating the purpose if they keep interrupting people. They've got to get to their work. Apparently, these people don't have a job, or that is their job. They're getting paid to protest and disrupt. But I think they're having more problems, as you said when you started out. They have to take this more extreme attitude or protests are becoming more extreme because people are figuring it out.
You're right. And you're also right on with the point that you said this is their job, right? They don't have a job, / this is their job. Most of these protesters, they're not paid volunteers. This is their full-time job. And we know the people who fund them. They are the Soroses and the Bloombergs, who's now a presidential candidate. We can talk about that, of course, because he's a believer in all these causes, the Tom Steyers, et cetera. And I'd like to talk more about them and just the negative impact they've had on so many parts of rural America. But this is their full-time job, their ideological 23-year-old socialists. They don't understand the ramifications of their beliefs. They don't understand rural America. And one day, one of them is going to get elected to Congress, like Ms. Ocasio-Cortez, where she will sit in the back of a car and film farmland and mock it, saying, look at all these voters, look at all these people who, you know, think that they get to elect the President of the United States. That's the disdain they have for rural America, and that's our constant fight.
And she added, what a waste. What a waste.
So
and
insulting.
It's just very, very insulting. We're headed into a break. We're going to talk about some of these that are running for president when we come back, and I'm going to kind of turn that over to Daniel because there's lots of things that they're not telling you. They're just not telling you. Then after the next segment, we'll open up for the third segment, 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. And Daniel with Power of the Future. Visit his website, powerofthefuture.com. Look at some of his op-eds, some of his articles. PowerTheFuture.com and Daniel and Beth Ann. We're going to be right back. Liberty Oilfield Services brings you the following fracking facts. Did you know fracking is the reason America is now number one in oil and natural gas production? Thanks to the fracking industry, America's energy is more efficient, more affordable, and our air is cleaner. America is now exporting fuel and making America great again. Fracking is not the enemy of America. The Dems want to ban our natural resources for the sake of climate change. But banning fracking would knock America back to being dependent on other countries for our energy. So, America is fueling up with fracking. This message is brought to you by the best darn frack company, period, Liberty Oilfield Services. Learn more about fracking at libertyfrack.com. Liberty Oilfield Services, bringing America home with life, liberty, and fracking. Melody Cedarstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cedarstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. You've all helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today. Now, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to my listeners. You can get deep discounts on MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. I use MyPillow and so does my husband. We sleep better and wake more refreshed, ready to conquer a new day. You can get deep discounts on MyPillows, mattress toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, Mike is bringing back the BOGO offer for the MyPillows. That's right. Buy one MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on MyPillow products, including the buy one, get one free. Enter promo code BethAnn. Call 1-800-978-6168 for these great radio specials. And we have returned to listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're visiting with Daniel Turner. We're going to talk about, going to let him go off on some of these candidates that are running for president on the Democrat side. There's probably a few on the Republican side. Not too many of them, are jumping on the bandwagon, but they are heaped with hypocrisy. And it's, they'll tell you one thing while they do another, whether it's about our education, which Lizzie Warren is in trouble for right now, or the Green New Deal. And I thought it was kind of funny when Bloomberg got on board here that Bernie Sanders immediately attacked because he's a billionaire.
Exactly.
But anyway.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, I'm going to kind of let you take off on this.
And there's so many to... I mean, all of them are just incredibly flawed candidates, ripe with hypocrisy. A lot of them just full of anger and bitterness, and I see that in I see that in Kamala Harris. I see that in Pete Buttigieg, just angry. I saw that in Beto the most, who's no longer with us. May his campaign rest in peace. But you do get the impression they want to be president to punish people who have either hurt them or who don't think as they do. Just a lot of anger. But Bloomberg is the newest entry into this race, and it has to – one has to think that this late in the game – they've already had four or five debates. This late in the game, someone somewhere knows the polling shows all of these candidates are just awful, right? They all stink. Otherwise, why would Bloomberg still enter? Same with Deval Patrick, who's the former governor of Massachusetts, also recently entered the race. His first campaign had two people at a stop, his first campaign event, and I believe they canceled it when only two showed up.
But couldn't have the camera see that.
No, of course not. And clearly they have polling that shows these candidates, Warren, Sanders, Harris, are just not resonating with the American folks. But it's not their personality. It's not their messaging or their colorful signs. It's what they stand for. And you mentioned fracking, one of your great sponsors. You were talking about with the fracking industry. All of them oppose it. All of them oppose the fossil fuel industry. And for Bloomberg, for me, I find it the most comical because he's a man with a fleet of private jets and helicopters. He's a very accomplished pilot. He likes to fly himself. He has 14 homes all around the world, from estates in the Bahamas to his $70 million townhouse in Manhattan. I don't begrudge him his wealth, but I find it amazing. He's running a TV ad right now where he brags about closing half of the coal plants in America without any understanding of jobs, right? Thousands and thousands of people have been put out. Families, thank you. Mortgages, schools that are closed. And he says it as a vote for me. I have closed half of the coal plants in America. Who's going to vote for that? West Virginia, Pennsylvania, Ohio?
Well, it didn't work so well for Hillary because she just flat out told this guy to his face, I'm going to put you out of work.
Exactly. Exactly.
And then she wonders why the deplorables didn't vote for her.
and you need a memory in politics, right? And I think people, 2015-16 was already so long ago that the political class has kind of forgotten it. But that's a great point. Hillary did this as well. And then they were surprised that she lost Ohio and Pennsylvania and Wisconsin, which also has some coal. Your wonderful state of Missouri, she lost pretty handedly coal, right? So I am fascinated that on the one hand, these folks are reading the polls saying, boy, none of these candidates are any good. And then on the other hand, they're jumping in the race with the exact same message. What do they think is going to be different? I don't know.
Yeah. And you told us Stiers, that's how he made his money, was in the energy field. And now he's running against it.
Yeah, I mean, Tom Steyer has an ad out as well. Now, Steyer and Bloomberg are the only TV ads I've seen because I live in D.C. It's a very expensive media market, and most people are not on TV yet. But Bloomberg and Steyer are billionaires many times over. Bloomberg is the ninth richest person, I believe, in the world. I think he's fourth or fifth or sixth or something in America. But Bloomberg is, you don't get any richer than Bloomberg unless you're Jeff Bezos. So they do have TV ads running, and Steyer has one saying how, you know, Donald Trump isn't a good businessman. He went bankrupt many times. I've grown a successful finance business or investment business, he says. But he invested in foreign coal and foreign oil.
Yeah.
He invested in places in China where there are 9- and 10-year-old children with no OSHA, no labor unions, advocating for workers' rights, no EPA, no inspectors, no safety precautions. He's made billions in those children working in a coal mine, but he will be damned if West Virginia will open up a coal plant. And he says that. I don't understand how he can stand on the stage and not have anyone in the press say, I'm sorry, Mr. Steyer, you invest in Indonesian gas companies. Why do you oppose fracking here in America? Is it because you can pollute in Indonesia because you don't care about those people because they don't look like you? They're not American. They're not in the first world. The press is never going to go to Indonesia and look at the atrocities committed there. And you make billions in the process? Or do you really believe in climate change? Where is our media, Beth Ann? That's my question.
Well, I'm here.
Yeah.
Sometimes you and I feel like we're all alone, but we're not. You know, I was telling you on the phone last week when we chit-chatted a little bit that you and I had done a show, and we talked about the coal, and we talked about them shipping it in here from China, and yet we see our coal industry going down here in the United States, and families who, you know, the fathers or the mothers are no longer employed because these things have shut down. And I'll be speaking at a convention for the Republicans in May of next year in Wyoming. And they happened to hear that show. And they were very cued in because they have coal in Wyoming that they're having trouble getting it produced. And so why are we bringing it in from China? What, you know, somebody needs to back Stiers in the corner. He doesn't believe in climate change. He believes in making money. That's what he believes in.
And the governors of Oregon and Washington State have been trying aggressively to pass legislation that prohibits coal from being exported from their ports. This is part of the larger, I care so deeply about climate change that sure, maybe Wyoming will produce it, but good luck putting it on a ship because I'm not letting you bring it into my state. I wonder if
Colorado is fighting a lot of that too.
Yeah. And I just would love to ask the governors and the politicians there who have put this very, very strong and harsh and penalizing legislation together to say, have you done this about fentanyl coming into your ports from China? Have you done this about children and sex traffickers coming in through your ports? Have you done this about heroin? And because there's a lot of stuff coming through the port that is doing much more damage than coal could ever do. And yet none of the – we have 70,000 fentanyl deaths a year in this country. We have 25 suicide veterans per day in this country. Has anyone proposed legislation to go after them as harshly and prevent tragedies as they have gone after the coal industry? And the answer, of course, is no, they haven't. So it just shows you this is all politics. It's not about clean air or clean water or healthy – and we all want that. But they claim that's what it's about, but it's not. Because if they cared about the children, if they cared about health and well-being, they would help veterans, they would stop the import of illegal drugs, but they don't go after those issues as well. And I just find that, again, very confusing.
Well, we do want that, and we do have that here in the United States. We have cleaner air than any other nation, I think, do we not? Aren't those the true statistics? Definitely cleaner than China.
Absolutely, absolutely. And you just look at the images from around the world of their smog and their pollution levels. And Bloomberg has recently said, well, it's because their coal plants are in cities and ours are not. But that's not true. We do burn coal close and adjacent to cities, but look at the way we do it. Look at the technology we employ. Look at all the safety precautions. There are things about scrubbing both before and after coal is born, is burnt. We do an awful lot to protect our people and our air and our resources. China does not.
People have to wear masks.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, it's that bad. They have to wear a mask. I had a son and a daughter-in-law that were over there, and they took their little one with them, and she was a toddler. I think she was four. And, you know, they wouldn't let her go out certain times of the day because it was so bad. And it's – but Steyer's okay with that.
Exactly.
You know, and the Green New Deal, they're okay with those children that breathe the dirty air. It's our children. We're not allowed to have clean air, I guess, because we do have clean air. We've cleaned it up. We're going into a break. I'm going to open up the phone lines for this next segment, 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. And Daniel Bethann will be right back. For such a time as this, we know that the heart of a nation takes on the heart of its people. If the people have turned from God, the nation is doomed in sin. God is in control of all nations and their leaders. Let every soul be subject to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except from God, and the authorities that exist are appointed by God. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. The future of this nation is relying on the bended knees of the people, God's people. Will you accept this challenge to sacrifice 5 minutes a day to kneel and to pray for such a time as this?
Queen Esther was put in place by God to save her people. You have that same obligation now. Will you humble yourselves and pray, ask forgiveness, and trust in our God to heal our land and bring America home?
Oh, beautiful for spacious skies, for amber waves of grain, for companies that stay with us through thick and thin and pain. Join us as we celebrate the companies who support this nation, support CSC Talk Radio. Our All American Market page hosts companies who are now affiliates and sponsors of CSC Talk Radio. My Pillow, McCall's Candles, Liberty Tabletop, and there's more to come. Whether you contact them via website or by phone, you have to use the promo code BethAnn. These companies have endured the economic storms of bad trade policies and U.S. regulations, and they have earned your business. They take pride in their products. So visit the new webpage, csctalkradio.com, and click on the All American Market button. That's csctalkradio.com, All American Market button. And always use the promo code BethAnn.
Ho, ho, ho! There really is a Santa Claus. Bill Federer brings world history to life at Christmas. St. Nicholas, Sinterklaas, Santa Claus. Discover the story of Nicholas, a 3rd century bishop of Myra, Asia Minor, known as Turkey today. There is a great history behind our Christmas traditions, Christmas trees, carols, Kris Kringle creche scenes, poinsettias, and so much more. Relive Christmas past from Columbus to our U.S. presidents. Visit Valley Forge, the Great Depression, the Korean War, and World War II. There really is a Santa Claus. $24 will put this book in your mailbox. Share your new knowledge with friends and family this Christmas. Send $24 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Or go to csctalkradio.com. Just $24. There really is a Santa Claus.
Ho, ho, ho!
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from illegal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
We have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I've opened up the phone lines for this segment. If you have something you want to ask Daniel or comment on some of this Green New Deal and how it affects your life, keep it quick and short and brief and to the point at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. I can't remember if it was last week you and I talked on the phone or if we mentioned it on the air, but I got this... this article off of your website, which is powerofthefuture.com, about California getting rid of the gas stoves. They don't want any more gas stoves put in place, and some of the chefs are not too happy about it. And this particular chef, his name's Robert Phillips, he says, taking away a chef's natural gas stove is akin to taking paint away from a painter and asking him to create a masterpiece. So they don't want any of those seared steaks and veggies anymore. You're going to have to, I guess, boil them in the water in the electric heating coil. But, you know, I put in a gas stove. We remodeled a few years ago, and my stove was 30 years old, and I needed to replace it, and we replaced it with gas. And we're just really enjoying it. And my son, who was a cook in the Army and loves to cook, and I think you do. You like to cook, right? He was jealous.
Yes, I do.
Because I got a gas stove. He was jealous.
And what's great about this is that it's nice to see people pushing back. And I think we're seeing more and more of that as maybe the left has overstepped, quite honestly. Yeah. I think our current president has given the backbone to the Republican Party. So it's nice to see people pushing back and saying, no, 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 you're trying to pass this silly law, but I'm not going to allow that to happen. I have a right. I have a right to a gas stove. And it's a little bit like Elizabeth Warren trying to ban fracking. It's very similar to the people who, like Bloomberg, who like to ban sugar and salt and trans fat and even smoking. And people may say, well, smoking's not good for you. But if that's the criteria of a governor or a president's power to make something illegal, well, then we have to conversely mandate things that are good for you. So we need broccoli laws, right? We need to have extra.
Don't force me. Do not force me to eat liver, please. Do not force me to eat liver. I do not like liver.
If you can say,
you know, if it was all about what's good for us or what's risky, why is it only to have an abortion that they want you to have a choice? That's the only thing they want you to have a choice in, and really there they don't want it to be a choice.
Exactly. And if it is, as Bloomberg would say, well, smoking is bad for you and too much sugar and too much fat is bad for you, so I'm going to make it illegal. Well, maybe there's a cardiologist who would say, well, too much red meat is bad for you. When is that going to be illegal? How about too much popcorn is bad for you? Maybe that should be illegal. And again, it's just this idea that we fought a revolution so that no one tells us what we can and cannot do in our private lives. I love one of your sponsors who was talking about the right to raise animals, right? That's another one that's under attack constantly. We have very similar enemies with Power of the Future. Radical
Green
Group.
Well, they're the same.
Yeah, exactly.
They're really the same, yeah.
Exactly. And it's important, like these chefs who are pushing back, it's important that we push back. I think the left has assumed that we are good-natured, God-fearing people who, for the most part, don't like confrontation. And, oh, boy, isn't that too bad? They made that illegal, and everyone just kind of rolls over and accepts it. But we're getting to a point that people are saying, not anymore, not anymore.
It's one thing to ban somebody's straws if they don't even like a straw. It's another one to take the gas stoves away from people who really love to cook. And or prefer that. I mean, you know, it's a choice. We have Neil from Illinois with a comment or a question. Neil, how are you doing today?
Real good, Beth, and I hope you have a happy Thanksgiving.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. You do the same, sir.
I want all the listeners to look up PRATA. That stands for Public Responsibility and Trust Act. This has been recently introduced and passed, and it makes our public officials, legislators, responsible for what they do. And this is where we get put the bullets in the gun.
You know. Okay. I think I have heard of that. It's the Public Responsibility and Trust Act, and it's to hold the elected officials responsible for their actions. Appreciate that, Neil.
You're welcome.
All right, and thank best. You. Oh, yeah, I lost him. Okay. I wish you a happy Thanksgiving too, Neil, okay? You know, they aren't responsible for what they do. We see that in Congress. You know, I was talking the other day, Daniel, that they tell us there's a clear and present danger. I mean, this is a crisis, and they need to act right now to get rid of the president. A clear and present danger in the White House. We have an existential threat in climate change, and yet they pass a spending bill and raise the spending bill, you know, so we can keep the government going, because Lord help us if we'd have had to stop listening to those hearings last week. And and then they go home.
Yes.
So how serious is all these threats and these clear and present dangers? I mean, how important is that really?
they are on another 2-week vacation, and I know they're exhausted because sitting in those big leather wingback chairs and asking questions that your staff wrote for you. That's exhausting, and they do need a good 2 weeks home to recuperate. And, you know, I dislike hypocrisy, of course, but feigned indignation is a favorite phrase of mine. And I find it hard to believe that any of these congressmen are so outraged that they have to read their outrage off of a piece of paper. Chuck Schumer, the senator from my home state of New York, is the best at that. He will just not even lift his eyes off the paper, and he will say that he is horrified to learn this and that and throw out names and statistics and say, well, you can't be that horrified if you don't even know it off the top of your head, right? I mean, there's got to be some sense of, if you're truly angry and indignant about something, it's got to be a core to your being reaction. And none of these congressmen ever seem to know what they have to say. They just read it because some staffer wrote it for them a few hours ago.
They have sacrificed nothing for their so-called crisis in this nation.
No.
Not a thing. Not one personal sacrifice has gone down by any of them.
Not at all. And they will never will. They will just change the laws to make you sacrifice, but they will not change their behavior. It really is so well predicted in Orwell's Animal Farm, how at the very end the pigs, and it's great that he chose pigs, and that was deliberate, but at the end the pigs are sitting in the farmhouse, eating all of the food that was outlawed, smoking all the cigars that were outlawed. Everything the farmer did that made them angry, the pigs now do. And if you recall the ending, the animals come to the window, and the pigs are there with the people, and they can't tell who is who. They all look exactly the same. I hate to call Congress a bunch of pigs, but when they want to ban the combustion engine and then jump on private jets to campaign events, and when they want to ban, you know what was the most telling? They all talked at that debate about how we need to start regulating meat consumption, and then they all flew to the Iowa State Fair and they were grilling steaks to try to get votes.
Animal Farm used to be required reading in the schools.
I wonder
and
if it is.
I don't think you can hardly get a copy of it. I was trying to write an article about it several years ago when I worked for my predecessor, Derry Brownfield, my mentor, I should say. And I had to download one from online.
They replaced it with Barack Obama's Dreams of My Father.
Well, they need to go back to the pigs on the farm. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann with Daniel Turner of PowerTheFuture.com, and we will be right back.
How would you like to save up to $500 on your next vacation package? Any vacation package anywhere in the world. Just call Superior Travel and mention the code radio and save up to $500. We'll design a custom, fantastic vacation just for you with all the bells and whistles. Not some cookie-cutter vacation, but a unique, all-included vacation customized by one of our exclusive travel experts. And our service is completely free. You pay nothing more. So why waste your time? Let us do it for you. We've got over 100 years of travel experience to help create the perfect trip for you. Call now and learn how to save up to $500 on your next custom vacation. Pick up the phone, call Superior Travel, and use the code word radio.
800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. That's 800-570-9631.
Liberty Tabletop brings liberty to your table. For those of you who want to display your patriot hearts, set your table with Liberty, the new patriotic flatware pattern by Liberty Tabletop. Your dining table sets the mood for the American family and the American dream. Liberty honors our fallen heroes, the Liberty Bell, We the People with Stars and Stripes, our American Eagle, and the Statue of Liberty. Each piece of the Liberty flatware pattern is an art with elegance, high-quality work, and high-quality 1810 stainless American steel. Each piece is unique while conveying the same patriotic message, liberty for all, and we love America. Order your set now and a set as a gift for a special patriot in your life. Liberty Tabletop brings liberty home to your table. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive a discount. LibertyTabletop.com or call them 844-386-2338.
There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of four consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range Magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home, Home on the Range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you home on the range.
Our founding fathers knew that the heartland would be coveted by those who want the land and its resources, or hated by those who simply do not understand its value. It is that simple. And yet today, the humble folks in the heartland are losing jobs and feeling the pressures from an out-of-control bureaucracy as well as outsiders with agendas. From the heartlands of America come our food, manufacturing, and our energy. CSC Talk Radio is a voice crying from the heartland and standing up for rural America, and so is Power the Future. Power the Future is a unique foundation established to be the voice for rural American energy jobs. Daniel Turner is a strong advocate pushing against those who would like to punish rural folks and take their jobs for the sake of climate change or the land and its wealth. I'm proud to be a part of Power the Future and bring Daniel Turner here to you. Our future depends on it. Let's power the future as we bring America home to common sense jobs and give our rural families a voice. Visit powerthefuture.us. Powerthefuture.us is the way to bring America. And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm visiting today with Daniel Turner of Power the Future. You know, Daniel, you've been doing this now, has it been 2 years? Going on 2 years that you took on this task of, I don't know, advocating and defending rural America and the jobs and the energy industry here in the United States?
Yeah, this is our two-year anniversary from the IRS giving us our legal approval to do this work. We officially started in February, so it will be 2 years in the public's eye in a couple more months, but this is 2 years of our legal founding.
Wow. That's amazing. Well, I'm going to ask you, unless you want to go somewhere else with this, I'm going to ask you, you've been traveling a lot, and you've been seeing a lot of people. What have you learned in those nearly 2 years now? What has made the biggest impression?
I think the American people are pretty much the same throughout rural America. Of course, they have different backgrounds and ethnicities and even temperaments, right? I mean, you know, different states have different types of folks. But at the heart of all of that, and it's at the heart of our founding, and it's the heart of our American spirit, most of everyone I have ever met in rural America, they really just want a Washington that respects them, acknowledges their contribution, shows a little bit of gratitude for it, and ultimately just leaves them alone. Like, they don't want a government that tries to set policy. And that's the problem when you listen to folks like Elizabeth Warren and Kamala Harris. Mm-hmm. They're always telling you, I'm going to fight for this and I'm going to fight for that. And when I become president, I'm going to make sure. Most of the folks I have met, they just really don't need that. They just want to be left alone. They want government out of their lives. They know at their heart they take better care of their land, their cattle. They take better care of the earth than anyone in Washington ever could. And they don't need Washington to tell them to do their job. This is part of their being and part of who they are as people. So I think that's been my biggest not surprised, but just what's been a really pleasant thing to encounter, from Alaska to New Mexico to, you had a caller from Illinois. I've been all throughout rural Illinois where there is some coal as well, Appalachia. That's the general spirit. They are tired of a Washington that shows them disrespect, lack of gratitude. You mentioned that video, Beth Ann, of AOC and saying, what a waste, right? What a waste, with no sense of where her food comes from, where her energy comes from, her clothing, her cotton. That's shameful. That's shameful, yeah.
You know, I remember when, I know I'm old, but I remember when I was in high school and we were studying different things, and we studied our nation. And every state, like you said, has different resources. They have different industries that make them go. And not every state's a cow state. Not every state's a pig state. Not every state's a corn or soybean state or cotton state. And so we studied that industries, those industries, and what made them go. We witnessed here recently, and I don't know if you're aware of it or not, but they've made this rule, I guess, or regulation, I don't know what it would be called, for the folks in the USDA that are fighting supposedly for rural America. Instead of all being in D.C., they were going to make offices that were more centrally located, Kansas City, Missouri.
Mm-hmm.
And there were many of them very upset about going to Cowtown, Kansas City. The no place.
Exactly.
And these are the ones that are supposed to be helping rural America and fighting for rural America. And here they were upset that they might have to even live close to rural America.
Exactly. Exactly.
What a slap. Yeah.
Yep. And this is a problem with all the agencies, agriculture for sure. But why is it that the top wealthiest zip codes in America are all the D.C. suburbs? And they've grown that way over the last 20 years. It wasn't always the case.
It's the new boom town.
It is, and it's because there's always plenty of government money. And in this case, the Republicans are just as bad as the Democrats. You know, the debt hasn't gone up as high as it did under Obama, but it has gone up. And it went up when Mr. Ryan was our beloved speaker, and it went up. But you're right. This is centralizing that power in D.C. means centralizing lobbyists, centralizing interest groups. Send them all throughout the country. Send ag to Kansas City. It would be great for those folks to meet an actual farmer.
I didn't know what they were upset about, because everything's up to date in Kansas City. I don't know what they're upset about. You know, it's it really is a slap in the face, and it's also when you get slapped in the face, you really ought to wake up to understand who it is that's representing you and not representing you. And I had an article several years ago and wrote one about the boomtown in D.C. It's the new boomtown in America, but it's the first boomtown that has made its wealth not from production, but from extraction.
Exactly. That's a great point. Right? They don't produce anything. They don't make anything. They just buy influence, and they interfere with what you are producing. So every ag lobbyist is getting in between the farmer of Missouri and the person at the market, even if that market's overseas. All those people are getting in the middle, and they want their piece. They want their little chunk of it, and that's their industry. And so you asked me what I've noticed, and that's what I've noticed. They just want to be left alone. And, you know, we've joked a lot about Miss Ocasio-Cortez, and she makes herself an easy target. And, of course, I wish her well this Thanksgiving, her and her family. But, you know, you mentioned how you studied on the map where things were made in America. I'm sure you and your listeners will remember when she thought it was racism why they weren't growing yucca in the Bronx.
I was just wondering if we were going to have yucca on the table for Thanksgiving. But.
Yeah, she never learned somehow in school. She never learned that tropical things don't grow in temperate zones. You know, I grew up in New York City, unlike her, who's from the suburbs. I did grow up in the neighborhood she represents. And I did notice early on there were no palm trees and coconuts. And it didn't take me long to realize they don't grow there. He is a member of Congress who was claiming racism is the reason why the gardens of the Bronx are not growing yucca. It must be racism why none of those wonderful farmers there in Michigan weren't growing cotton and tobacco. I assume that was racism, too.
Well, I don't eat yucca, but maybe I should try it one day. I don't eat yucca. I didn't know you could till she came up with that, and I did a little research. So we're out of time. I wanted you to tell us what your next step is with your mission now that you've gone. You'll be going 2 years. So you might think about that for the next time you're on with us. We want to keep Power of the Future going. We want to Daniel out there fighting for us and keeping us informed, basically. We can't go everywhere, but poor Daniel, he can't. Daniel is definitely in the lion's den for America. Thank you, Daniel.
And this Thanksgiving, I'm thankful for you, Beth Ann, as always. Very thankful for your friendship.
We're very thankful for you, too, Daniel. Appreciate you so very much and all that you do for America and for CSC Talk Radio. You've been listening to CSC Talk Radio as we visited with Daniel of Power of the Future. America still has a future. We have hope. We have thanks. And we will bring America home. Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interest of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. What if things were made in America again? We all complain about our products, even our food, coming from foreign lands and foreign laborers. But do we really understand? James Stewart didn't understand, so he dug in, and wow, he kept digging in. It all started with a light bulb. It held the label GE, but it read Made in China. Jim has done the research. Now you can have the answers in detail. Consumers can rebuild the middle class by buying things made in American communities. Find out why free trade resulted in 6 million lost manufacturing jobs and lower wages for most Americans. While free trade brought cheaper goods, we also had less money to purchase goods. That giant sucking sound sucked the life right out of American manufacturing. Order Jim's book today. What if things were made in America again? Send $24.95 to CSE Talk Radio, Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Let's build it in America, buy it in America, and bring America home.
There's nothing wrong with global communication. After all, high tech has made our world seem smaller. But now we hear terms such as global governance. Henry Lamb's book, A Short Course in Global Governance, is a clear education, indeed, regarding the importance of knowing and understanding global governance. Do you believe the UN should have power over the United States or any other nation? With global governance, there is no sovereign United States of America. Read firsthand and learn the true agenda of global governance. America says, private property shall not be taken for public use without just compensation. However, global governance says private ownership of land contributes to social injustice. Public control of land use is indispensable. Learn more now. A short course in global governance is only $7.50. Visit our online store at csctalkradio.com or send $7.50 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018 for your A Short Course in Global Governance.